His gaze moved past me to Molly. He frowned and lowered his staff at once. 5 minutes, he said. Thanks, I said. I turned around and got Molly hauled back onto the boat. She never stirred. Once she was safely snoozing on deck, I went down the dock to stand in front of the gatekeeper. He watched me quietly, holding his staff in both hands, leaning on it gently. So, I said, where's the rest of the senior council?
On the way, I should think, he said. They'll need to secure transportation to the island in Chicago and then find their way here.
But not you. You came through the Never Never?
He nodded, his eyes watching me carefully. I know a way. I've been here before.
Yeah? I shook my head. I thought about trying to find a way out here, but I didn't want to chance it. This isn't exactly Mayberry. I doubt it hooks up to anything pleasant in the Never Never.
The gatekeeper muttered something to himself in a language I didn't understand and shook his head. I cannot decide, he said, whether you are the most magnificent liar I have ever encountered in my life, or if you are truly as ignorant as you appear.
I looked at him for a minute, then I hooked my thumb up at my ridiculous head bandage.
Dude!
He burst out into a laugh that was as rich and deep as his speaking voice, but more, somehow. I'm not sure how to explain it. The sound of that laugh was filled with a warmth and a purity that almost made the air quiver around it, as if it had welled up from some untapped source of concentrated, unrestrained joy. I think maybe it had been a while since Rashid had laughed.
You,
he said, barely able to speak through it.
Up in that tree, covered with mud.
I found myself grinning at him. Yeah, I remember. He shook his head and actually wiped tears away from his good eye. It took him another moment or two to compose himself, but when he spoke, his living eye sparkled, an echo of his laughter.
You've endured more than most young people, he said, and tasted more triumph than most as well. It is a very encouraging sign that you can still laugh at yourself.
Well, gosh, I said, I'm just so ignorant, I don't know what else to do.
He stared at me intently. You don't know what this place is.
It's out of the way of innocent bystanders, I said, and I know it better than most of the people who are on the way.
He nodded, frowning. I suppose that is logical.
So?
I sighed. Wizards.
So, what is this place?
He considered his words for a moment.
What do you think it is, beyond the obvious physical and tactical terrain?
Well, I said, I know there's a ley line that comes through here, very dark and dangerous energy. I know that there's a genius loci present, and that it's real strong and isn't very friendly. I know that they tried to start up a small town here, linked with the shipping interests in the Great Lakes, but it went sour. Demon Reach drove them away, or insane, apparently.
Demon Reach? He asked. Couldn't find a name on the books, I said, so I made up my own.
Demon Reach, the gatekeeper mused. It's certainly fitting.
So?
He gave me a tight smile. It wouldn't help you for me to say anything more, except for this. One of your facts is incorrect. The ley line you speak of does not go through the island, he said. This is where it wells up. The island is its source.
Ah, I said. Wells up from what?
In my opinion, that is a very useful question.
I narrowed my eyes. And you aren't going to give me anything else?
He shrugged. We do have other matters to discuss.
I glanced back at my unconscious friends. Yeah, we do.
I am willing to accept that your intentions are noble, he said. But your actions could set into motion a catastrophic chain of events.
I shrugged. I don't know about that, I said. What I do know is that you don't kill a man for a crime he didn't commit, and when someone else tries to do it, you stop them.
And you think that this will stop them? The gatekeeper asked.
I think it's my best shot.
You won't succeed, he said. If you press ahead, It will end in violence. People will die, you amongst them.
You don't even know what I have in mind, I said.
You're laying a trap for the traitor, he said. You're trying to force him to act and reveal himself.